This is That Sci-Fi Show.
Let's go ahead and bring him on now, shall we? This gentleman here. I'll tell you what, he's a very established sci-fi author. His works include Redshift Rendezvous, which is a Nebula Award nominee, Manhattan Transfer, no, not the group, although they did do a nice little piece back in 1980 called Twilight Zone. By the way, Manhattan Transfer received a Hugo Award honorable mention, and he's also responsible for the works Reunion on Never End and Reckoning Infinity. And that was on Science Fiction Chronicle's Best Science Fiction Novels list for its publication year and also on the Nebula Award preliminary ballot. His other novels are Escape Scope, Memory Blank, Death Tolls, and Deep Quark. But he's also the author of All for Naught, which collects Naught for Hire and Naught Again, both first appearing in Analog. And suffice to say, this is now turning into a webisode series, as it says here on his website, neverend.com, starring Ben Browder. What a wonderful coincidence. As I realize I have 20,000 voicemails, I apologize for that TV Land remark. But so he joins us right now. And John Stith, welcome to That Sci-Fi
Hello.
Show.
Thanks for inviting me to the party.
Well, we appreciate it. Thanks. There's plenty of punch and pie. And Amy brought donuts.
All right.
Yes, chocolate-covered Entenmann's donuts from her mom's house.
I wish Florida wasn't so far away.
Yes, I know. Brain days for the boys. They need to be fattened up. Now, am I right in saying that where Ben Browder is concerned, he is a perfect fit for your lead character in the Not for Hire series?
He is. I have loved his performances, you know, on Farscape and Stargate. And I think he's a really talented guy who hasn't gotten as wider an audience as he deserves. You know, I think with a simple, almost deadpan expression, you know, he can show you how exasperated he is with any given situation, and that will come in handy.
Well, where Amy's daughter, her youngest, has Justin Bieber posters all over her room, Amy has Ben Browder posters all over her.
I do not. On my laptop, though.
But suffice to say, I do recall last hour, you may have heard us on our program, we were wishing Ray Bradbury a very happy 90th as he starts his 10th decade of existence, and one of the greats. And essentially, he's not too happy with the way the translation of his works went to the screen. In fact, I interviewed him about nearly 10 years ago and had the honor of interviewing him. And suffice to say, he said that the best way that you can successfully transfer script to screen is by ripping the pages out of the book and just stuffing them into the camera. Have you had that difficulty in terms of trying to make sure that you keep the integrity of your literary work and have it expressed through this webisode series, or has so far it's been smooth sailing?
Well, you know, there's plenty of opportunity ahead for missteps, but I think I'm going to be fortunate. You know, we'll see how it turns out, but I've been strongly involved in the process all the way up to this point, for instance, getting to be able to recommend who I saw for some of the cast. And fortunately, it turned out that Jeffrey Berman and I had independently had Ben Browder at the top of each of our lists. Mm. So, you know, who knows what would have happened if I had someone else at the top of my list. But you know, that was nice. And, you know, Jeffrey and I have written the webisode scripts together with input from Ben. And it's evolved over time. It's not exactly the same story that was in the original novella in Analog, but it's the heart is in the same place. You know, all the central characters are there, and many of the situations are there, and I think it will be very recognizable to people who enjoyed the novella.
And I apologize for my inability to prepare. I did not realize that you were also responsible for co-writing the scripts for the webisodes. And I do apologize for that. I did not do my homework.
Right. Oh, I told you that, Joey.
That's a lucky break. You know, that doesn't always happen.
Amy did her homework by poring over pictures of Ben Browder. So.
But I do that every day anyway. So.
Just about. So this was just nothing new to her. For those of you who are not familiar with the Not for Hire series, what is exactly Not for Hire?
Not for Hire is a detective novel set in the near future where some of the current trends in techno stress have accelerated. You know, we have issues now with hardware, machinery, devices that don't quite work as advertised. Even Apple, a pinnacle company, has had a misstep with the iPhone 4 recently. So it can happen to anyone. We have a lot of products around that work most of the time, but not all the time. And in the not-for-hire future, we have many devices and appliances that have cheaply made built-in AI that in many cases exhibits human-like personality disorders. You know, you may have a vending machine that talks back to you, an answering machine that enjoys passing on bad news more than good news. And so the frustrations with technology are a backdrop to everything that goes on.
Hmm. John Stith joins us. He is the author, a very well-established author of many a book series, many a book, but also in this case, the book series known as Not for Hire, which is a noir web series, I guess, pun intended, not in development, if you will. And the website for that, by the way, is www.notnaughtfor.com. So go ahead and visit the website for that. In addition to that, he also has his own website, which I'd like for you to go ahead and take a look at too. It's www.neverend.com. Neverend.com. Obviously, if you're interested in looking at his other texts, in addition to the original hardcover and paperback publications, Manhattan Transfer, Redshift Rendezvous, Death Tolls, and Deep Quarry, they're available in a variety of electronic formats as well on Adobe Acrobat, Palm Doc, Rocketbook, Microsoft Reader, Franklin eBook Man, iSilo, Mobi Pocket, and that's available at FictionWise. Just a heads up as well.
You're just all over the place there. You can get it everywhere.
I know. All For Not, by the way, is available at Wildside Press and FictionWise as well. And Amazon Kindle released most of the titles in 2008. I need to get an Amazon Kindle specifically for this. What we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take a break, just to let you know that we are speaking with John Stith, who is author of the Not For Hire series. After the break, in addition to Ben Browder, we're also going to find out who's a little bit easy on the eyes for the guys. And there's more than just one. It's That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Our website, Amy's looking at me as if to say, really? They got women in this one? Yes, they do. Our website is www.
I thought it was the more than one comment there.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
Double entendre.
Yeah, exactly. www.thatscifishow.com is our website. That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio continues as Amy sniffles because she's been crying about the fact that she just can't wait. She's excited to meet Ben Browder at Dragon Con Labor Day weekend. She's going to be... I took a photograph, but by the way, and send it over to Dan Carroll so that they know what you look like, because going to be like looking all over the place, just lurking down the halls, just looking for this guy who is the star of the web series Not For Hire, which is authored based on the book series authored by John Stith, who was our guest for this half hour on That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. I'm Joey Donovan. He's Chris West. She's Sci-Fi Amy. And John, I don't know if you had a hand in casting the other individuals, but he's surrounded by a bevy of beauties for which I've had the pleasure of knowing for quite a while. Let's go ahead and just give a nice brief rundown for these young ladies. Jennifer Sky in the character of Annette Taylor.
Right. Annette Taylor is Nick Knott's old flame. Mm. She's a reporter with a reputation for being a bulldog on stories. And she comes to Nick with a big problem that needs solving.
Obviously, she's there for that. Jennifer Sky, by the way, among her credits include the fantasy series Cleopatra 2525, which lasted for about 13 weeks back about 10 years ago, but still a very good piece of television. Juliet Landau, who's appeared as Drusilla in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the television series, and also one of my favorite roles as the young millionaires with a lot of money, but who never drank liquids, and who supported one of Ed Wood's movies in the film Ed Wood back from about 50 to 16 years ago. Juliet Landau in the role of Precious.
Right. She plays the voice, or she does the voice for Nick's car. In this, all the AI-driven devices, machinery, appliances are going to have distinctive voices. You know, they're not the generic telephone voicemail system voices. A lot of the appliances in the original stories had voices that you could tell from the descriptions were famous personalities like Arnold and so on. Hmm. And so we'll probably be imitating some celebrity voices, but in this case, we get a real celebrity voice.
A rare voice of sanity, as the website says, in a world overpopulated by misguided, idiosyncratic machines and more protective than forward inside airbags, is a character of precious voice by Juliet Landau. Chase Masterson. Now, when I mentioned that to Chris during the break, his eyes just, like, popped out, and his, and we had to, like, you know, we were still trying to lift his tongue back into his mouth because
failing miserably.
Yeah, because he grew up watching her as Lita, the Dabo girl on Star Trek Deep Space Nine. She's a Facebook... Yep. Chris, is she a Facebook friend of yours? I know she's a Facebook friend of mine.
I believe she is one of the many Facebook friends I have.
Yeah, yeah.
I have honestly... my Facebook is much like Stan Marsh's, where it is just taking a life of its own and runs on, and I swear that I don't even make half the posts that go on there anymore.
She's in the character of Maxine McCormick, who is the CEO of MIMO.
Right. She's the antagonist of the piece, and we rewrote the scripts because originally McCormick was a man. Mm. And so when we got the opportunity to have Chase Masterson involved, we took advantage of that and rewrote the lead so that's a woman now.
This is a pleasant surprise, and it's good to see him get an on-air credit, if I'm right in saying that, at least a on-screen credit, if you will. And maybe that's the case. Phil Lamar, who is the voice in Futurama of the, what's
Hermes.
His name?
Hermes Conrad. Yes. He's also the voice of the Green Lantern, Jon Stewart. Mm-hmm. And he does a ton of voices for just many series. Mm. More famously known for his role on Mad TV for many years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's very versatile. He'll be a number of voices.
Yeah, he has really taken over his career where he was also the voice of Samurai Jack, which was a huge cult followed series.
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Still to this day. Yeah. I mean, it was only one season long, and that series still goes on to this day.
It does, it does. And he's in the role of the lie detector.
As one of his roles.
Looking forward now, when are we expecting to have the release of these episodes? I know they're still in production. When are we looking forward to having the grand debut of Not For Hire out on the web?
Well, that part's out of my hands, but I anticipate that it's not going to be very long before they start filming. The goal is to start airing by late this year.
Okay. So we're looking at sometime late fourth quarter, probably around about Thanksgiving. So best to go ahead and just save notforhire.com into our favorites. So if we happen to be having the Windows Explorer in our web browser, so just a heads up on that. Looking at neverend.com, you've got a wealth of books out here outside of Not For Hire, which you're working on, helping go from script to screen. From book to script to screen, where Not For Hire is concerned. Is there anything else that's coming down the pike for you over the course of the next year?
Other things are less certain. There's been pretty consistent interest in Manhattan Transfer since even before it was published. It's the story of Manhattan Island being kidnapped by aliens and being put aboard an enormous spacecraft nestled in a large plane filled with a bunch of alien cities, and so most of the novel is the residents trying to figure out why they're there and how to get out, and that's sparked the imagination of a number of filmmakers, although no one has been successful so far in solidifying a deal to get it done. There's one guy at work on it, so we'll see what happens.
Good to know. Of course, in this universe, things don't happen on a day-to-day basis. They happen on a 15-minute-by-15-minute basis. So suffice to say, before this month is over with, hopefully we'll get some good news on that. In the meantime, for those of you who wish to go ahead and check out his website, John Stith, it's www.neverend.com, www.neverend.com. And again, the website for Not For Hire, the webisode series starring Ben Browder.
Yeah, baby.
I know.
And Chase Masterson.
Yes.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, I know. And and a bevy of other individuals. Not N-A-U-G-H-T for F-O-R, hire.com, notforhire.com. Looking forward to this new webisode series beginning, and obviously we're crossing to a new frontier where online entertainment is concerned, and we're looking forward very much to that. John Stith, we appreciate your being on this broadcast of That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio.
Thanks for your enthusiasm, and thanks for having me on.
Thanks. You, sir. It's our honor.
Thanks, John.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.